This episode is brought to you by Home Team Inspection Service. When you partner with Home Team, you're getting more than a home inspection. You're delivering the home team experience. With a team approach, fast turnarounds, and package options that include home inspection warranties, Home Team helps real estate pros stand out. Plus, many locations now offer pay at close, giving your clients flexibility when they need it most. Schedule your next inspection with confidence at hometeam.com.
The environment is so important because, like, you don't want to ever be a big fish in a small pond or anything like that. You want to be able to understand how to conduct business and life at a high level. And in order to do that, unless you just grew up around a lot of just highly successful people, you got to put yourself in those rooms.
Hello and welcome to the Color of Money podcast. This is Bo Minkiti and I am joined by my illustrious co-hosts, Daniel Dixon and Imric Peace. And we are in for a treat today. We have two of this year's 30 Under 30s here with us. As you all know, the 30 Under 30 Award recognizes the rising stars and leaders in the real estate industry as part of NAR and Realtor Magazine's effort to really highlight the amazing realtors that are out there. I have a long and exciting, meaningful past with 30 Under 30. I was a 30 Under 30 a while back. We won't say exactly how long ago, but a little while back. It has been really a treat, especially on a podcast like this focused on building wealth within the Black community, to see these young brothers doing great things and representing on this list. And it's a list that has not particularly been historically the most diverse list. And if you look at a lot of the diversity on that list, it's come out of Kel Williams. It's come out of the things that Imric helped create and that Kellum's Capital Property has been able to create coming out of Imric's office at KWPP in the DMV in Washington, D.C. So it's exciting to have really two amazing young men, two amazing leaders, and two very different businesses. Isaiah Haysworth is the director of sales at Coalition Properties Group. We're going to let him tell you a little about his journey in real estate. Don't let the baby face fool you. He's seasoned in the business. He's been in the business a little while, done a few things. And we have Moti Sherfois, who's been one of the most amazing folks to enter the industry and get a really quick niche. And he's focused very deeply in a community, built amazing relationships with his community. This is his, I think, third year in real estate, right, Moti?
Yes.
And has just done amazing things in those 3 years. So let's just sort of kick it off. And maybe I'll let you guys just kind of introduce yourselves. And maybe, Moti, you want to go first and just tell us a little bit about who you are, where you're from, what your background is, and just your experience in real estate.
My name is Moti Sherfois. I go with Moti Real Estate in DMV area. I moved here 2017. So I've been here for the last 6 years. I grew up loving real estate just because my parents doesn't have a house. So I always tell them, like, one day I'm going to buy you a house. Like, I grew up with that mindset, like owning properties, owning real estate companies. So I moved here. Immigrant parents, they always want us to go to school. I started college. I was studying cybersecurity. But the passion for real estate was always there. So I decided to join the real estate world. I got my license around end of 2021, focusing in my niche, helping just the Ethiopian community. Been 2 years and a half. It's going really well so far.
Awesome. And Isaiah, tell us just a little bit about your journey in real estate.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think Isaiah started when he was like 6 years old in real estate or something like that.
I was five and a half, got an interest. born and raised PG County, grew up all throughout the county, went to Morgan State for school. And that's when I started my path into real estate. I would say my professional career in real estate. Growing up, my parents were contractors. So I was at every project between like 2005, 2008 in DC and Baltimore, following them around, helping around with all the construction materials. And I knew early on, I want to get into real estate, but I'm definitely not going to be a contractor. So when the opportunity came around, and when I say opportunity, end of my freshman year, just seeing a lot of just like, get your real estate license. It costs this much. I had no money, but I was like, okay, hey, when this next refund check hits, oh, this is definitely going to be the move. So this is my sophomore year, early on sophomore year. I'm in class and they give us an assignment and say, hey, you're going to write this paper on Shakespeare. In the background, after class, hear my teacher complaining about money issues. I say, hey, this is definitely not it. This refund check hit last night. We're going to go ahead and sign up for this license. And that was 8 years ago. And the rest is history. Been in the business, like I said, 8 years, 1 year with Coldwell, the rest with Keller Williams, met some great people along the way. And 300 plus transactions later, great to be here with Coalition Properties, Director of Sales, and, you know, seeing how we can continue to move the needle and, you know, move the community.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, I want to go back a little bit to both of you, and maybe we'll just go to Isaiah and then hop over to Modi. You've been in a business for 8 years, like you said, and you've had a lot of success. What do you think, if you had to like pinpoint one trait or one skill that's most contributed to your success over the last 8 years, like what has that been?
I would say environment and understanding the power of proximity. The environment is so important because, like, you don't want to ever be a big fish in a small pond or anything like that. You want to be able to understand how to conduct business and life at a high level. And in order to do that, unless you just grew up around a lot of, you know, just highly successful people, you got to put yourself in those rooms. You got to put yourself in uncomfortable environments. And I say the moment you become comfortable is the moment you die. So it's like, hey, you want to continue to move the needle and stretch yourself so that you can continue to maximize your potential and become all that you are meant to be.
Is there a time when you had to like intentionally put yourself, I know Daniel's always talking to us about this, the power of proximity. Like, was there a time where you had to make a conscious choice? Like, can you talk about a specific time where it's like, okay, I'm choosing to go be here or be with these people or to get uncomfortable or to go outside something that was comfortable with me to sort of be in that space that I think I need to be in?
Immediately when I got into the real estate industry, 19 years old, Bear didn't connect. People saw that baby face. I still got the baby face now, but much more of a track record at this point. But I had to get uncomfortable and I found people along the way. I had to be proactive with that. So that looked a lot like cold calling other realtors that looked like me that were doing business at a high level. And it just so happened that Harrison Beecher was just coming off of his 30 under 30 run and he picked up the phone, responded, and we were able to do some great business together over the years.
Awesome. It's the power of that relationship. And so, Modi, switch to you. Like, you actually have done such an amazing job focused in your community. Can you talk to us a little bit about how you chose that? Like, did you know getting into real estate, like, this is what I'm going to do? Or
for me, it was understanding what the society wants. So I saw, like, there's not enough real estate agents who can provide the value or the information people needed. So I just took advantage of that. People were underestimating, or at the beginning when I started, I was new for this country in terms of the language, in terms of everything. So what I just did was not giving up, go after all the opportunity I got, just trying to be problem solver for the community. Like, they don't have anybody who can share the information with their language. So I was trying to be that person for my community.
And how did it start out? Did you just like, you showed up, got your license, and just deals were just closing left and right? Or how did it start and how has it progressed over those 3 years?
I got my license, then trying to find how can I reach this small society like in DMV area. Then start video, posting videos, putting my signs in the restaurant, Ethiopian restaurants. So that way I start working on my brands for the first 6 months. Then after that, people start recognizing my name. Everywhere I go now, people know who's Multi Real Estate.
I think it's real interesting where you're coming from, because I believe that sometimes we overestimate the power of the connectivity of the people who we know, and sometimes the people who we don't know because of our commonalities. And it appears though you've mastered that idea that I may not know you, we have things in common, and here's why you should do business with me.
So what I understood was people don't know nothing about real estate. There are a lot of renters who can afford buying a house, but just because they don't have information, they're just renting. So I was trying to be that person who can provide information. So one of the way I used was social media.
I have a question. And this is, for me, the challenge and the adversity really ignited the fire inside of me when I was a first brand new agent and not getting the love and the respect and getting treated like everybody else at first. So what I'm interested in is, like, give me an example over the last couple of years where you guys dealt with adversity. You dealt with some nonsense. You dealt with some people not giving you a chance. And how did you overcome that? For me, it, like, seeing some young brothers having massive success really makes my heart warm. But the successes is not what got you here. It's the challenge and the pain that creates the triumph. You know what I mean?
There was a lot of moments, especially the first 6 months, zero sales with zero closings. People want to see your result, or they want to see something to trust you. So the way I dealt with that was by just being in front of people every time, providing values. I was presenting myself as a top agent just when I was like 2 months, 3 months. So over time, when you repeat something, people start giving you a chance. But there was a time like my church pastor, he got a prayer approval, he got everything. So we started even looking for houses. But all of a sudden, he changed an agent and bought a house with a different agent. So I think those type of moments gives you an energy, you know, to do more and to go with full energy.
Well, Modi, what did you get the confidence from? We have the saying, you know, fake it till you make it, right? But you're not having success. You're in it for 6 months. You committed yourself to becoming great at this. Where did that confidence come from?
The confidence is believing in myself. I mean, I set a goal. I have that type of personality. Like if I say something, I always go after that. Even though there was a moment like discouraging moments, I always try to be positive about the goal I set to myself to achieve it. So business is very hard, especially like we joined the business, like where there's a lot of challenging things coming into the real estate world. But the future I wanted to myself, or the future I wanted to give to my parents, always pushed me to go hard after my goal.
Yeah, I love that. What about you, Isaiah? What were those challenges that you faced early on as a new agent?
Coming into this business, I was lucky enough to be around business owners from other industries. And they would always tell me, it's not if, but it's when adversity hits. Remember to get back up and keep going. So I always viewed adversity as a test to get to the next level. So there were plenty of times where a consult didn't go as well, or hey, just didn't know enough in the business to maneuver myself correctly, where I had to make sure that I had all of the tools and resources I needed next time that opportunity came around in order to accomplish my goal and pass that test to get to the next level.
Yeah, I love that.
What would you say, Isaiah, has been the biggest challenge?
It was getting people to believe that, hey, I can support you with the biggest transaction of your life. It starts from like an educational piece. It's like, not only do you have to believe in me, but I have to educate you on why this is so important for you and your future and your family and this next generation. It's kind of like you're reaching back a generation to educate them, then helping that generation to get to that next level. So you're kind of like bringing people up to speed. And then it's like, hey, now that you know all of this, now I'm the guy that's going to help you get to this next level. Dealing with a lot of that early on and getting through that learning curve of my upbringing. Like, I didn't grow up with a family that owned property or anything like that. We were in a 2-bedroom apartment in Landover. It was 6-7 of us. I knew at one point, hey, I want to make sure my family has that house because I know how important environment is. And if I can put my people in better positions, better opportunities, better access, that's going to change the trajectory of all of our lives.
Home Team Inspection Service is changing the way agents and clients experience home inspections. Their team-based model, streamlined scheduling, and bundled packages, including home inspection warranties, make the process smoother from contract to closing. And with Pay at Close available in many locations, you can give your buyers more peace of mind with less upfront cost. Choose the team that works with yours. Visit HomeTeam.com to learn more.
Even at this young age, both of you have been hugely impactful in bringing real estate as a powerful tool into an environment. I'm interested how you think about that, Modi. How do you think about your role in the Ethiopian community and the diaspora of bringing real estate to that community?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it means a lot, especially when you help somebody who didn't think they can buy a house. Owning a real estate is everything, especially like in America. Showing them they can build equity, they can build a generational wealth. Those are the type of moments always stay in my heart, because there are the time I helped this elderly. She was very struggling with finding a rental, but I just talked to her like, maybe you can buy a house. So they didn't have the confidence, or they didn't know if they can buy before I tell them. So helping those type of people or creating those type of solution for the people, I think it means a lot.
Both of you taking strong paths, just slightly different. Modi, you in establishing Modi Group, and Isaiah, you coming with Coalition. What would you say was the biggest catalyst to your success? What helped you have that ultimate breakthrough?
I don't think there's any like secret sauce to it or anything like that. It's just like a lot of people just give up before their base hits add up. as I like to put it. And it's like, hey, I knew that just from my experience and looking at people that came before me and that were going to come after me, they were going to have to deal with similar situations. It's like, hey, if I can continue to just get up every day and do these, say, like boring habits, these boring habits are going to pay off at some point.
Right. One of you talked about proximity. The people in your space, how important was it to have the right people in your space?
Everything. I reference Harrison a lot just because like that was one of the first people that really took me under the wing at a young age and said, hey, you know, this is exactly how you run the business. Before, I wasn't doing consultations. I was more so like taking orders like, hey, you want to see a house? Hey, we're going to go see this house today. Not thinking about pre-approval or the process or anything like that. So he helped me a lot in regards to just like building systems and operations.
What about you, Moti, that breakthrough?
For me, it was branding myself as somebody who knows what he's doing. When I didn't have anything to do, that was the one thing I was very focused always to do. So I was making sure everybody to knows multi-real estate, what multi-real estate provide, what multi-real estate can do for the community. So from the beginning, even before I have one deal, I was very big on branding myself in the community. So I know if one person give me the chance, that's all it takes for me to go after others.
Shifting gears a little bit, what does being named a 30 under 30 mean to you? What does it represent to you?
It's actually a little bit emotional because I remember I used to vote for Daniel 2021. I think he was the winner of 2021. So at that time, I was just taking my real estate course, but I used to follow those big people like Keith, Daniel. I was looking after. So it's crazy. Now I'm one of the 30 under 30 winners. It means a lot. I worked for that because since that day, since I knew about 30 under 30, like it was in my mind. It wasn't about just closing just deals, but there's something that I have to achieve in this business.
At first, I thought, who can sell the most real estate? And I would look at my numbers at the end of the year. I'm like, I got this in the bag all day. We're good. This is the year. And that first application denied. Second, denied. Third, denied. Fourth, denied. Fifth, yes. What is going on? And I came back and said, hey, taking a step back, had to look myself in the mirror and understand that this is much deeper than just production and numbers. What really am I doing in my community and how can I communicate that in the best way possible to improve my application so that I could finally get over that hump? I was already doing stuff. It's just like, hey, I'm not communicating this correctly. I'm not in the right rooms. I'm not networking enough in order to secure that space. So it means a lot to be in this organization with a lot of people that are doing business at a high level, giving back to the communities and always looking to do more.
I love the grit that you guys have. I mean, there's so much averageness in our industry and there's so many okay agents. And the thought and the mindset of you guys being like, I got denied, keep fighting, sell more houses, grow my community, keep focus. It really inspires me as an old head on this call, seeing this young you. Like, you guys are the future of our industry. And if we can get more people that have the mindset that are like you under 30, I think this is going to completely fundamentally change our industry. It's exciting to me.
How old are you, Moti?
I just turned 28.
Okay, so you got 28 and you're, Isaiah, you're 28 too, right?
I'm 27.
So 27, 28, I mean, and we hear so much about what might be broken about the future. This makes me really proud. And I think the other thing that I haven't talked at all about on this podcast, but for those of you out there listening to Color of Money, this is, I believe, the first time in the history of the 30 under 30 where there's been two folks from the same area in the same brokerage. I think that just speaks to the excellence of these two gentlemen. It'd be very easy when you're trying to put together a national list and you've got tons of people to pick from. I heard Harrison saying, like, I was just trying to be the black guy on 30 under 30. And so we went from the trying to be the black guy on 30 under 30 to having two from the same company, from the same place, from the same offices. And that's, I think, really a testament to what these guys have accomplished and what they put out there. So as we sort of bring it to a close, I'm interested if you guys have any perspective. You know, our industry, when I started in this industry, when we started Keller Williams Properties, when I joined Keller Williams, I was 26 years old. I was thinking, hey, there's all these people in this industry, the people I looked up to, the people I respected. And I was saying, man, they have a lot I could learn from them, but there's also something I could contribute. There's something that my generation has to contribute that maybe is missing in the leadership of the industry today. And I'd be really interested from your perspective as two young men of color accomplishing great things in this industry. What do you see as elements that our industry and the leadership of our industry, what we could embrace that will help create a brighter future for everybody as we go forward?
I'd love to continue to see more diversity in real estate, more diversity in 30 under 30. I want to continue to move the needle on that and to encourage and create more opportunities for people to own and develop, invest into real estate. At the end of the day, you can't control what you don't own. And so like when we talk about actually making change within our communities, it starts with ownership. So if we can continue to encourage more realtors and professionals to actually develop and invest in real estate and not just sell it, that's going to pay its dividends time and time again.
I'll say the same thing. I think there's a lot of shortage, especially like Black real estate agents in the industry. Maybe working on that. The same time also, ownership is everything. So I encourage a lot of young start making money at early age, like 19, 20, to start focusing on buying property. So that's one of the things I really want to focus from this now on, just to encourage young people to own properties.
Wow. And there you have it, from some wisdom from this year's 30 under 30s. We've talked a lot, and you heard in our last episode of the podcast with Grid talk about a cash machine and a wealth machine. And we've talked a lot about our four pillars of moving from a great sales business to an investment business, to be able to develop one's leadership, to be able to develop wealth. I love that Isaiah and Modi are bringing us back to this idea that ultimately it's not just about the ability to create a cash machine in our business. It's about how we can use that opportunity, not just to buy consumables, but to buy assets that really create the wealth machine that sets us up. It's inspiring to have such thoughtful young leaders on the podcast. We thank you guys for joining us and look forward to cheering you on for many decades to come. When I'm laid up on a rocking chair with Uncle Emmerich, we can be looking out and be cheering y'all on and be proud of all the amazing things that you guys are accomplishing.
Grateful to be here, and I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, guys. This is our 2024 30 Under 30. Isaiah and Modi doing great things in the industry. We're so grateful to have them here on the Color of Money podcast.
Follow the Color of Money podcast today and get notified when new episodes are released weekly.
Be part of this transformative listening experience.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.